Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having one of our favorite people on the planet back on the show. The legendary, the awesome Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB, former dean, former chair of the entire business school at Temple University, did that for many years. And this guy is one of the most revered economists on the planet. He's the only one that focuses on small business on a regular basis, which makes him beloved in our community. And he's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back.
Okay, thank you very much for that wonderful, glowing introduction. Glad to be back.
Every word is true and not even enough. Hey, Bill, it's good to have you back as always. I love having you on the show. You've been with me now for 21 years. In fact, this is our 21st anniversary. How about that? This month.
There you go. How about that?
Yeah. So one of the things that what we do when Bill joins us, folks, as you know, is the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism is something Bill created almost a half a century ago, right out of high school. And we've been covering that every month. NFIB polls small business owners, 2,000 or 3,000 of them, and gets back the responses for what they see out there and on 10 different factors. And so, Bill, the news is in April, the number went up a little bit.
It went up a little bit, but it's still below 100, so it's just below 99.8. But the bad news is that 98 is the average for the 47 years we've been doing this.
Right.
So it's just and that's the level that we saw during the Obama administration all the whole time was. And we never got to the national average. I mean, so it was good that it went up, and it's gone up for a couple of months in a row now, but just a teeny bit. And because the real story comes when we take the data apart and we find that on one aspect, we're at a very, very high level. And but if you look at their expectations, they're very pessimistic about the future. It's amazing.
That was one of the down parts of the report, was that they seemed to be not too pessimistic about their own terms, but they're uncertain about the future, aren't they?
They're very busy doing things like hiring and getting stuff done for getting inventories built, so on, to deal with the fact that. Consumers are coming back, and they've got sales now, and the economy is pretty open, so they're busy with that. So that part of the index is very nice. We call that the real part, which is capital spending, hiring, inventory, investment, and that kind of stuff. But the soft part, is in very bad shape. I mean, expected business conditions is minus 15, meaning 15 percentage points more then think it'll be better, think business conditions will be worse, 6 months from now. Well, that's not very good. And expected sales were real sales volumes. Those were not very good, just 1% net. Think that their sales volume is going to go up. I mean, so the soft stuff is in the tank, and that keeps kept the index down below 100.
Right. Yeah, and it's really kind of a weird indicator right now, isn't it? I mean, the sentiments are kind of, it's almost schizophrenic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really bifurcated, and it's a little schizoid. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't usually get it right that much. So,
well, I think they're worried about the Biden administration and what it's going to do to them. It's only had 100 days to wreak havoc, and it's done a good job of doing that.
Well, not only what it's accomplished with its pen, Biden's accomplished with his pen, but what he's proposing and what well, what's it. Really bizarre, yeah. Bill, is they're calling one of the major elements is the family, the American Families Act, and nothing I've seen in maybe my career takes a bigger chunk out of American families in this act. I mean, they're talking about changing the stepped-up basis for family, you know, succession. They're talking about changing, increasing capital gains, and on and on. I mean, it's taking a big bite out of Main Street, and they're calling it the Family Family Act.
Yeah, the panoply of things that Biden is proposing would depress any small business owner.
Yeah, it does.
It has.
And I'm afraid May's report may not be as good as April. We'll take a quick break, 20 till the hour, right back with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.